Welcome to the review show on the Anfield Wrap. After Tottenham 1, Liverpool 3. Liverpool have picked up three much needed points in the Premier League. Dan Morgan, Paul Cope, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers for this one. Sean, I want to start with Tottenham. I want to speak about Spurs and I want to speak about what they do in this game. I think a really important thing to factor is that the previous encounter between the two sides was, you know, the middle of December. And if you remember back to that game, you know, there's the mad sort of Sissoko on the right thing that's experimented. He goes with a four that night. And it feels like he's had something in mind for this game, which has probably been a little bit affected by personnel. But it feels like he's been determined, Mourinho, to do something different for this match. And for the life of me, I just can't really see what... I can see what he's trying to do, but I can't see in what world it works, and it doesn't.
Yeah, it reminds you a bit of a manager coming into this who, and he's probably right to do this actually, so to a certain extent, I might be praising him when a lot of people will criticise him, in that I think he's looking at that squad and the players he's got and says, these are nowhere near as good as Liverpool. And therefore, he comes into the match using the same sort of 5-2-3 system that you would expect a plucky underdog to try and use against us. Whereas when you sort of take the temperature of the Tottenham faithful, I think they're looking at it as Liverpool are a wounded animal. Fabinho's ruled out. You've then got Matip going off at half time. No Alderweireld selected. And we're at home and we've got an opportunity to at least springboard ourselves back into a proper top four race, if not more. And I think they're expecting a bit more from your side, because there's a lot of ways to lose a game of football. And I think they're expecting a Tottenham side that might be willing to die on the sword.